And if you have your outline there.
He was possessed of a devil.
And then look what it says. Looking at your introduction. We have finally come to that glorious time period. As a matter of fact, because
the
last period
bound
of
with
time. Fetters and chains.
Amen.
And if you know Revelation, very soon you're going to read where time shall be no more. Amen. So we finally come to that glorious time period. As a matter of fact, the last period of time, known as the millennium or the 1,000-year earthly reign of Christ. The millennium.
Is sufficient.
The events
to restrain
in review, which immediately precede this, are the events we've looked at over the
chain
past
that God
several weeks
about.
And into the last month.
Revelation,
number one was the fall and destruction
of
Babylon.
Little book of Jude,
Revelation chapter 17. We looked at religious
Jude.
Babylon,
look at
and then
six.
Chapter 18. We looked at political Babylon,
and we see something here.
Number
about
two. The return
the
of Jesus
God.
Christ to earth.
You know, when God
Amen.
Puts the shackles
and
on
what a glorious, glorious
restrained.
Day that's going to be when the
Amen.
Lord comes back and
we're
finding
back with him.
Verse
Amen.
Number 6
and the Bible
of
says that
Jude
every
and the angels which kept not their first estate but left their own
so
habitation,
three,
he hath reserved
battle,
into everlasting
in
chains
marks
under darkness
because,
unto
folks, the
judgment the
of Armageddon is not
the great
much of
day.
A battle.
2 Peter
Amen.
Chapter 2, verse 4
the
says,
Lord
for if God spared not the angels of sin, but cast them down to hell and delivered them
Amen.
Into chains
so
of darkness
to be reserved.
Then number 4,
judgment.
Not
found in Revelation,
he's got not only
the
skeleton key of hell, but he's got the shackles
the millennium
of God
begins,
in his
you have
hand,
the judgment of the living nations.
Not only do we see the
and
prison guard, but number
Matthew
2,
chapter 25,
we see the prisoner.
Verse 31 through 46,
the prisoner.
Based on their treatment of God's people during the tribulation, particularly Israel. During
been
that time, you have the judgment of the living nations.
Never.
You know, you
chapter
see this sometimes on
Revelation
television where they
with
transfer
the of
an inmate
and I
to
just
death
tell you
row
folks,
to
the
began
final
to,
holding
to
cell.
Study today,
and they're very careful. There's always, Brother Jones told
to get
me,
through the first 10
in
verses
Illinois,
tonight.
A place where Brother Heath
and
Brother
as
Wally
I began
and him
to
go,
study
I believe it's Joliet,
and the Lord
I can't
putting
remember,
this lesson
but he
together,
said
I said, oh, well,
there was this,
we're not going to make it to 10.
Instance
we're
where
only
a death row
inmate had to go
but
to the courthouse
so much in fear.
It's so rich,
and I trust will be a blessing.
Number one, Roman numeral number one, the first thing we see is the restraining.
And
the
here we have the most dangerous prisoner ever been
transferred.
Find that
in verse 1.
He's described on your outline.
I saw an angel
by
come
four
down
names
from heaven having
titles.
The key to the bottomless pit.
They appear
in a great chain
in the exact
in
same
number
order,
one under there, we
as
see
they do
the prison
in
guard.
Revelation
and all you guys that do work for Rock of Ages,
it's
you'll
interesting
appreciate
to note,
this.
If you want to go back there and look
COs,
at Revelation 12:9,
will appreciate
very
this
interesting.
Well. We are told of
Revelation
a prison
12:9,
transfer
speaking of
that will take
this
place.
Evil being
that is
here.
What this is, folks.
Revelation
it's a prison
12:9
transfer.
Says, and the great dragon
really
was cast
is. You're
out.
Find out why.
That
here.
Old serpent
we're told of a prison
called
transfer
the devil
that will take
and
place.
Satan.
There has been much
and so we
supposition
have the four titles
over the
here
years
we'll just give a brief
as to the identity
to
of
he's called the dragon.
Angel.
The dragon
angel here, where it says simply,
and we know studying
John says that I saw an angel
Revelation, particularly
down
Revelation 13
and
then 17 and 18.
Some
this refers to his
bestial
leadership
and
over the government and system of
the
Antichrist.
Lord did
the great
appear
hey,
reincarnate
folks,
to
if we could put it
actual
way, he's
earthly
the one
pilgrimage in a physical body as
on
an angel.
World
we know that
tribulation.
That happens in the
he's
Old Testament
the dragon.
Theophany, Christophanies, they're called.
He's not only the dragon. He's called that old.
Say he is Michael.
Serpent.
Amen.
That
he's
old
Michael.
Serpent.
And this
but
refers
you know what, folks,
to his presence.
The Bible simply says
in the garden
that he's
of
an angel.
Eden. You know, there are only, as far as we know,
and again,
there were five.
I'm not against
five
supposition.
People, five
it's
creatures
okay to say,
mentioned
hey,
in
the Bible
conjunction
say,
with the garden.
Here's
of Eden.
What I think.
There's
okay.
God.
There's nothing wrong
because
with
in
that.
The beginning,
but here the
God.
Bible just simply declares
God's
that this
everywhere
is an
and all God's
angel.
People
I think if
said,
God wanted us to know it was Michael, he would have said
Michael
Eve,
the archangel has come down from heaven.
There's
amen.
But
the
he
serpent,
says it's an angel.
And then
who
we
has
know, of course,
a,
there's an angel of God.
He has
with a
the skeleton
sword.
Key
amen,
of
at the
hell.
Very end of chapter
look what
three,
it says
there.
Here, looking at this,
it says
he has
to
his
key
presence in the garden
to the
of Eden. I want you to go
pit.
With me, if you would, to that cross
reference
pit.
In
it's
Ezekiel.
The Greek word under outline there,
verse
on Satan on his
abyss,
origin.
We know it as.
You'll
and
have
translated.
People ask
guess how many
you,
times, church? was the devil created?
Revelation, the book of
was
seven.
The devil
Amen.
Created?
It's translated now, there are
seven
some, by the way, there's some very,
in
very
Revelation.
Easy
Let's
verses
go back and to answer that.
Look at those
and that
quickly.
Is listen there,
that Jesus Christ
for you.
Created
Revelation
that
chapter
there
9.
Is. Amen.
Well, you
Colossians chapter
1:16
tells that. John
Revelation
1:3
chapter
says,
nine.
Without him was not anything made that was made. Amen.
But here in
the
Ezekiel 28,
it tells
it says
us very
here
concretely
in the fifth angel
something
sounded,
about
you remember this,
Satan in
the
verse number 12,
Ezekiel chapter 28.
And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw
verse 12,
a star
Son
fall
of man,
from heaven
take up
unto
a lamentation
the earth,
upon
the king
of Tyrus.
And to him was given the key
and say unto
of
him,
the abyssos,
thus saith
the
Lord
this, God,
the
bottomless
thou sealest
pit,
up the
two.
Sum full
and
of wisdom and
perfect in
pit.
Beauty. Amen. And there
thou
arose smoke
hast
out of the pit,
in
the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun
where?
And the air were darkened by reason of the smoke
okay,
of the
remember,
pit.
Okay, remember, that
over,
narrows it down.
To verse
how
11.
How many in Eden? Five.
We find it again.
Okay.
And they
the
had
garden
a king over them, which
every
is the angel
stone
of
was thy covering,
the sardis, the topaz,
pit.
The diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper,
over,
the sapphire,
page,
the emerald, the carbuncle,
Revelation
the gold,
11,
the workmanship
7.
Of thy
Revelation
tablets,
11,
7. And of thy
we
pipes
again
was
here.
Prepared in the day that
and
thou
when
wast
they have finished their
created,
testimony, the beast
thou art
that
the
ascended
anointed
out of
cherub
the
that
bottomless
covereth.
Pit.
Shall make
and I
war
have
against
thee,
them,
so
shall
thou
overcome them,
the
and kill them.
God,
and then
thou
over Revelation 17,
the
as we
of the
look at
of the
Babylon,
thou
religious
wast
Babylon,
perfect in all thy ways from the
Revelation
day thou
chapter
wast 17,
created,
we see in verse number 8,
found
talking about the
so
Antichrist
find here,
it says
the
beast
that old
that
serpent
thou
on your outline,
was,
it refers to his presence in the Garden of
not,
God,
and how about
shall
this,
ascend
where he
out
a question mark,
the bottomless
where
pit.
God placed a
and then, of
period,
course, in Revelation chapter 20, verse 1, we see it again,
for
bottomless
the
pit.
Of man.
Verse 3,
how did
we see
he do
it
that,
again,
Pastor?
Talking about the
yea.
Bottomless pit.
Hath God
okay,
said
so on your outline,
every
the
tree
bottomless
of the garden?
Pit is not the
well, we
final
the
lake
of,
of fire.
The garden, but we're not allowed to eat
of
this one tree.
Because God said if we eat it, we'll die.
Ye
but,
shall not
sort of God's
die.
Holding cell,
man fell.
For evil,
so he's being,
the dragon,
he's that old serpent.
Those
seed.
Mentioned
he's the
in
devil.
Relation with the bottomless
he's
pit,
the devil.
We have three that are mentioned
this
in relation
refers
with the
to his
pit.
Vile
number one there,
character.
A, the fallen Lucifer.
Vile.
The fallen Lucifer. We see that
V-I-L-E,
in chapter 9, verse 1,
he
which
is
I
the
saw
Diablos.
A star fall from heaven. We know
this
that's
word
the fall
is
of
translated
Satan.
38 times in the King
B,
James Bible.
The demonic locust,
you remember that one, the fifth
trumpet
sounded.
And
the
bottomless
father
pit was open and the
and
smoke
murder.
Came out and those
when
demonic
the
locusts
challenged
that
Jesus
flooded the earth and destroyed
about
the earth.
Being children of Abraham.
And then
he
we
said
know
to them,
the Antichrist,
are of
see,
your father, the
is
devil,
mentioned in relation
in the
to the bottomless
of your father.
Pit. So here this angel
you.
Has the skeleton
and he said
key
he was
of hell. He has the key
and abode not
to the bottomless
truth.
Pit.
He is the liar
but you know what else
and the
he has?
Father
he not only has the skeleton key of hell on
the
second page there, he
has
the shackles of
God.
I love this. It says here,
this
in
last
a great
title
chain
means
is in
accuser.
His hand.
Accuser.
On your outline, it's interesting
the cross
to
reference
know
there in Revelation
that
12, verse 10
can
says,
break
and I heard
the
a loud
chains
voice
saying in
man.
Heaven, now has come salvation
I want
and
you
strength
to, you would,
in the kingdom of
go
our God
that
and the power of his
Christ there
for
in
the
Mark.
Accuser
it's very interesting
of our
to look
brethren.
At it in light
of God's mention here
which
of this
accused
great
them
chain,
before our God
that he gives
day and night.
Mark
last
chapter
line
5
there,
and many of you will recognize this story Satan's right
accusations
away reading,
are always
it's about the man we know,
you know
as
every
Gadarene
demoniac
Satan
or the maniac
speaking,
of Gadara
he is slandering
found in
somebody.
Mark chapter 5 and I'm just going to begin
you know
reading
that?
In verse 1
you find him speaking
find
in Genesis
place?
Chapter 3 you know what he
it
does
says, and
they
came
over
God
the other
to
side
man.
And see into the country of the
Gadarenes God's not being good to you
and when
he
was come out of the ship immediately
you
there
find
met
him
in
out of the
tree
Job,
a man
and Job
with
chapter
an
one, you know what he does?
Spirit.
He
that
slanders
devil,
man
a
to God.
Demon.
He says,
that
that man
Job
was
only
possessed
of
a devil.
Good to him.
Okay?
And
then
had
Matthew
dwelling
among
chapter
the two,
number 4, which are parallel passages, he not only slanders man to God and God to man, he slanders the God-man, doesn't he? If thou be the Son of God. Hey, there's no if about it, folks. He's the Son of God. Amen? And so his words are always words of slander. Number 3, we have the prison guard, the prisoner, and then number 3 on the back, we have the prison. One item here is immediately obvious to those with a spiritual eye. Look at verses 2 and 3 of Revelation 20.
you see this almost right away, those of you that have been studying this passage for a little bit. It says, and he laid, the angel here, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit. One item here that's immediately obvious to those with spiritual eye is the limitation of Satan's power. The whole time, from that time he rebelled in heaven, all the way into Revelation chapter number 20, Satan has thought he has power and he's in charge and that he's going to be God. Now, folks, it's amazing for those of us that know the Bible to think that Satan can think that way. But can I tell you this? Sin has a warping effect. Sin has a warping effect. And you get, listen, you talk to a liar, a Brother Hauser, after a while, they believe their own lies. Because sin has a warping effect. And here, what God decrees on your outline, what God decrees will and yea must come to pass, and there's nothing that Satan can do about it. And so this angel, he binds him and he grabs him. And it's not in there, and I've studied the original Greek, but Brother Horsch, I think he smiles as he does it. Why? Because, oh, and we're going to look at it here hopefully next week, but I don't know. We may not get to verse 10 next week either. Who knows? First thing we see is the binding. The binding. A, the binding. It says there in verse 2, laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him. An unnamed angel in the power of, with the authority of, and I say that knowing Jude chapter 1, verse 9, where the Bible says that Michael durst not bring a railing accusation against the devil, but rather said, "The Lord rebuked thee." Never fight Satan in your own strength. Fight him in the power and might of the Lord. Because in your own strength, you don't have a chance. And with your own authority, you don't have a chance. Claim the blood of Christ. It says there, unnamed angel in the power of and with the authority of and carrying the chain of God Almighty easily binds the most evil being ever. Just wraps him up with that chain. Wraps him up. The binding. The timing. B. The timing. It says in verse 2, and bound him 1,000 years. We will study that in detail next week, but on your outline, part of the blessing of the millennial reign of Christ, that 1,000-year period with Jesus Christ literally ruling and reigning on the throne of David, is that there will be 1,000 years with no active devil. By the way, this is why I believe in a future interpretation of Revelation. There are all sorts of interpretations out there, and one is that this is all past. If this is all past and the devil is not active, we're in big trouble. Because when he really gets active, we're really going to have a mess on it. No, he's active, folks. Just watch the nightly news if you want to know if he's active. Amen. He's active. So we have the binding, the timing, the casting. Verse 2. The angel then casts Satan into the bottomless pit. There you go. Back to where you came from. Amen. Back to where you came from. Back with all the other foul spirits for 1,000 years. And I have something here, and I don't know how grammatical it is, but I put it in here. So the binding, the timing, the casting, and I have the shushing. I don't know how you spell that. I think it's S-H-H-H-H-H-I-N-G. Amen. Haven't you ever had your mother do that to you? Shh. You got shushed. Well, the devil gets shushed here. You say, where do you see that? Verse 3. Cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up. I didn't write that. It's in the Bible. I don't recommend young people use the term shut up. I don't think it's a good thing. But God says right here, he shut the devil up. And it's the first time in his history that he's had to be quiet. And I like it. 1,000 years of quiet. So you see there, praise God that Satan will be shut in and shut up. The shushing, the casting, the timing, the binding. E, the sealing. It says there, and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him. Satan is sealed up in the bottomless pit. And I don't know if there's an actual physical seal on the outside. I wouldn't be surprised. God made a seal, had a great deal to do with in Bible times. We talked about the seven sealed book and the sealed judgments. But I don't know. I'm not sure. This is just supposition. I think of it. How many of you remember those old seals you used to get on Christmas presents? Do not open till Christmas. I hated those when I was a kid. Amen. Just hated those. What do you mean I can't open? I want to open it now. How about this one? Do not open till millennium is over. Amen? Do not open till millennium is over. He's sealed. And part of the importance of that seal is it says this, that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. 1,000 years with no lies, no deceit, no active devil. And by the way, we're going to find out, just as man had a perfect environment at the very beginning and fell, so man will have a perfect environment at the very end and rebel against God. You see, folks, it's not our environment, it's our nature. We don't need a new environment, we need a new nature. Amen. We need to be born again, like the Bible says. So we see the sealing, and then lastly, we see the loosing. You read the end of verse 3 there, and it says, and after that, what is the that? It's the millennium, after that 1,000-year period, he must be loosed a little season. I have read that countless times. Countless. And I know that God has a purpose and a plan, and he only does things that are good, and all God's people said. But I have to believe, folks, I will never understand until I get to heaven why he loosed Satan, except for the reason that I probably just gave, to prove who and what man is without God. Criswell wrote it this way: why does God loose Satan? Why did God create Satan in the first place? Why did God allow him to come into the Garden of Eden? The problem of the presence of sin is inexplicable to the human mind. It belongs to the secret councils of heaven. The close of this millennium lies in the necessity in the economy and government of God that I cannot understand. There is a necessity why Satan must be loosed for this season. You know, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 29:29, it's a verse, we'll end with this verse tonight. The secret things belong unto God. Them that are revealed unto us and to our children. God chose not to reveal why he loosed Satan. But we know he does. Hey, but I know this. You know what? You and I, we're going to talk about it next week. We're already saved. We'll already have our glorified bodies during that. Don't worry, he's not going to deceive you. Amen. Because he can't deceive the very elect's sake. Father, we